This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the best bits of the week. With Morgan number two.
Welcome, y'all, to the best bits. This is Just the Bits part two. In case you haven't heard part one with Amy, make sure you go check that out. It's a fun interview. All the part ones are my favorite part of doing the best bits because I get to talk to a show member behind the scenes and talk about life. Sometimes we talk about these bits, but most of the time we just get caught up on what's going on in their lives. And I like to ask random questions. So definitely check out part one, best bits. But this is Just the Bits, so let's get going. Coming in at number seven, Bobby, Raymundo, and myself all talked about being catfished. Now, these were stories from years ago, but we all admitted it did happen. We did get catfished. So if you want a good laugh or maybe you can relate to some of these stories, well, here you go.
Number seven.
In a new poll, a third of people say they know someone who has been catfished. Catfishing is where you get online and you talk to a girl and she says she's a Guess Jeans model and you fall for it. Oh, that's me specifically. Sorry, I just get that.
Familiar.
Yeah, that's me specifically, and it ends up being a dude. So 33% of people know someone who's been catfished. Do you guys?
Yes, you.
Yeah, you. You're the only one. Yeah,
you're the only person.
Really? I'm the only person you guys know that's been catfished?
Yeah.
Unless I just know people that and they don't admit it.
That may be it.
I think that's probably more likely.
You know me, I'll share it. I got no problem with telling you guys. I got no problem being humiliated and in front of millions of people. Ray, you ever been catfished? You seem like a prime person to be catfished.
It's funny. I just talked to my wife about this, and I said there was a girl in college that just messaged me on Facebook. I talked to her for probably 2 years. Never met her. Talked to her on the phone all the time. Saw pictures of her. Eventually, I believe she just deleted her Facebook, but I mean, I never really knew who she was.
You talked to her on the phone?
For years.
Because I talked to the Guess Jeans model a little bit, too. And I haven't put her on the show.
Bree.
Bree Condon. Yeah.
But she didn't sound like, she doesn't sound like that. She's like Bree. She sounded like this.
Well, I was giving more of a sensual.
That was sensual?
That was sensual? Oh, my goodness. Ray, so what do you think? Did you ever send her a gift or anything?
No, I believe I was catfished. It was definitely maybe a girl that didn't look like the pictures I thought. And for 2 years, she talked to me.
And you talked to her?
Yeah.
Would you call her?
Yeah, my buddies would talk to her, and she always made this Southern girl accent, but her pictures always did seem like they were kind of a little blurry. They weren't perfect pictures.
Do you think it was a dude, or do you think it was a girl?
No, it was a girl. They didn't look like that, probably.
Dang it. I wish there was a story like mine.
No, there isn't.
No chance it could have been a dude. Definitely a girl, just blurry pictures. Yeah. I could have been a dude.
The only spot that was blurred was the Adam's apple. For some reason, the Adam's apple was always... So the quick story about mine is this Guess Jeans model reached out on social media. She was like, I'm a big fan. We had messaged a few times. This is 15 years ago. She flew to town. Every time we tried to FaceTime, because FaceTime was maybe Skype. Maybe FaceTime was the early stages. Her camera was broken. And I told the show, I was like, guys, I can't believe it either. There's a Guess Jeans model that likes me, big fan. And they're like, no, Amy looks like, no, you're an idiot. And I was like, I'll show you guys. She came on the show, sounded drunk. But still kind of sounded like
drunk.
But I was like, I told you. And they're like, you told us what? And then it turns out it was a dude, a skinny dude who got arrested in a hotel.
And he was on the news.
And he was like taking all kinds of, old men were sending him stuff, like tons of gifts, money. And I always say I'd never send a single gift.
Did you?
Hmm?
Did you?
Did you?
Did you send a gift? You gave.
I said I never sent gifts.
Okay.
Okay.
Gifts. He said plural.
What about
he
didn't say gifts.
No, I didn't send anything.
Good catch.
I didn't send gifts or money. I didn't send gifts or money.
God.
But it was embarrassing, and it had gone away, and a listener, like months later, went, "Hey, I think this was the person." Yeah, January 21st, 2010 is when that was.
Wow.
Man accused of impersonating model, swindling wealthy men online. Posing as model Brie Condon, fraudster allegedly dupes wealthy men on the internet. I wasn't even wealthy, so that's how you know it wasn't me.
And yours happened before, way before the news story and before even catfishing was a thing.
Yes, I was ahead of the trend.
Yeah.
Were you before the Notre Dame football player?
Yeah.
Same time. Around the same time, because that 2010? Was 2009. Yeah.
I think he was 13, maybe.
Well, whatever the case is, hey, I was country before country wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't be proud of that one.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I was doing it before everybody's doing it. So, yeah, I was vulnerable. I got. So that happened, and I'm the only person. Ray has admitted. Morgan, you ever been catfished? It sounds like you have. Your eyes like, come on.
I didn't remember this until I was talking to Scuba, and he uncovered it. But back when AIM was a thing, I had a guy online that I was talking to for at least a year who I fully believed was Brandon Urie from Panic at the Disco, the lead singer. He had me convinced. He'd send me pictures of him. I sent him pictures of myself, not crazy ones.
Why are you winking at me? Yeah.
No, not winking. And I fully believed it was him. We would get on Skype. It sounded like him, but he'd never show me his face.
Oh, man.
What?
And I fully believed it. And we were supposed to meet up. He was supposed to have a concert in town. And I was young. I mean, I was in middle school when this happened. And I was so excited.
You got catfished.
This is terrible.
And then he, like, last minute was like, oh, no, I won't be able to meet up or whatever. And then at that point, I started to realize this is probably not actually him.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We welcome all. Heck, we're happy new members come, if I'm being honest.
The Catfish Club?
Yeah, Catfish.
You guys have fun.
We got hats with just catfishes on it. We don't say what it is, but if you see us wearing a catfish, you know what's up. But that Brandon Urie, he does, haven't you people ever heard of, da-ba-da-da, how's it go?
Haven't you people ever heard of,
I just did that part. How's the chorus go? I know what that is. How's the chorus go?
I thought that was the chorus.
Is that it? What else do they have? Because I pretty much nailed it, then you guys just did whatever I'm doing after that.
I guess we all know the same part.
Even worse.
What's the one he did for the magician one?
How about, you got to have high hopes for a minute. Well, he has another song called Middle Schooler in Wichita. You think it's about you?
Yeah, it's about me. I did it. I got catfished on the internet.
That's not a real thing. That's not a real thing. Okay, well, there's that. Anybody else want to admit something? Mike, you look like you've been catfished, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure?
Sure.
No, he does it. He would probably first image. He reverse Google images like no chance.
Or he was catfishing people.
Oh, Mike.
He plays the fifth.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
In at the number six spot, Kathy Lee Gifford stopped by our show. She talked all about her career. She's been on TV for years. But not only that, she also shared some fun stories about how she wrote a letter to Walt Disney when she was a kid, and he wrote her back. Also, she had a crazy awkward interaction with a massive celebrity. So, super fun interview. Just fun to hear her perspective and a side of her career that we don't normally get to hear about. So, here it is.
Number six.
Kathy Lee Gifford, she is a legend. I'm very excited about this. Kathy Lee is best known for a 15-year run as co-host on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. And more recently, her 11-year run as co-host of The Today Show with Hoda. She was born in France because her mom was a singer and her dad was a musician. She sang on Name That Tune way, way back in the day. She's won Emmys. She's good friends with Caitlyn and Kris Jenner. She got a new book out called The God of the Way. And a new film, The Way. Coming out soon. Kathy Lee Gifford, the legend, right now.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
How you been?
Who's asking?
Me, specifically.
I've been fantastic. Thank you.
You look great.
Oh, I've had a lot of work done.
No. You come in, you're happy. You're always happy.
I am a happy woman. I'm happy. I'm very happy living here now.
All right, so you're in Nashville now?
No, I'm in the outskirts with the older people.
But that's Nashville.
Yeah, like, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
If you're 40 minutes or
I'm not in Crane City.
Correct.
No, which I wanted to be. I tried to buy my friend's place in the Gulch, and she wouldn't sell. Smart. But I'm real happy here.
Well, we went up to I did the Today Show a couple weeks ago, and we walked out of the building, walked about a block and a half down, and a homeless man spit on my wife.
Thank you. Well, and have a nice day.
And he said, tell Kathleen I said hi. And that's how it ended. So... When you look back at your career, because it's like you were having your prime multiple times, which is rare for anybody because you killed it in all these different seasons of your professional life. Like professionally, like when do you look at it and go, that those few years were the good old days?
My good old days are right now. And that's what's so unbelievable about the life that I have now. People have always said to me, since I left the show with Regis in 2000, left the show with Hoda 3 years ago, they go, how could you leave your dream job twice at the height of success? And I said, well, you're just assuming that those were my dream jobs. When I was growing up, there were no talk show hosts, especially no female ones. You know, it wasn't even in the realm of possibility. I wanted to be in Annette Funicello or Haley Mills. I wanted to be in Disney movies, and I wanted to write music, and I wanted to be on Broadway, and I wanted to write books. And now I get to do all those things, Bobby, but be my own boss. Well, I think a turning point for me was 3.5 years ago. I was in Israel, and I was shooting the amazing Nicole C. Mullen. I was directing for the first time. I've been in front of the camera for 55 years. And I've watched and I've learned and I've grown in so many different ways. But we were on the top of a beautiful mountain called Mount Arbel in Galilee, all right on the Sea of Galilee. And she was up there and she was singing her brains out a song she and I had written called The God Who Sees. And she's this magnificent woman, just I couldn't wait to shoot her in cinematography. And just she's just that gorgeous. And she just exudes God's love so much. And she was up there singing her brains out. And I felt like the Lord said so specifically and clearly to me, Kathy, everything I've ever taken you through in your life, from your mother's womb to this moment, was for right now. Every gift I've given you, but you had to hone, you had to learn, you had to, refine. Everybody wants everything instantly in our world today. But I'm telling you, when you've worked for something as long as I have, and then you have a moment like that, and it changed my life. And I knew, I said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend the rest of my life bringing these unbelievable epic stories in the Bible to life through original songs and through with symphonic, magnificent, they're called oratorios. Just like Tchaikovsky's Peter and the Wolf was an oratorio. It's basically an old ancient concept of storytelling, but in a symphonic bed of music that just moves you. And then a narrator takes you through the story. And then somebody says, and I've always loved that. And so that's what this new movie, The Way, is about. It's four oratorios. The first one I wrote with Brett James and my friend, our friend Sal Oliveri. Second one was with a great, great writer. Remember the song, Barry Manilow had the hit, Dr. My Woman. Remember, trying to get the feeling again. Wrote the second one, The God of His Word, with him. Third one was with Nicole, God Who Sees. And the fourth one was with these amazing musicians named Lewis York. If you haven't had them on yet, Bobby, these guys are responsible for more hits with, like, you go back to Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars, Whitney, Madonna, Party in the USA. Those guys left that world independently, found each other as writing and producing partners. One's from St. Louis, one's from New York. So they call themselves Lewis York. They are about the most genius guys in the music industry. And so we wrote the fourth oratorio called The God of the Other Side. So it's all kinds of music. But some set in ancient times, some set. I have for a retelling and a modern day retelling of the prodigal son story. But I shot it in Franklin at a friend's farm, and I shot it with B.B. Winans plays the father. You know, Jimmy Allen is the son, and Claude Kelly from Lewis York is the brother. And I just thought, I am in hog heaven now. And so I mean, when you're the boss, you get to see your vision through to the end, you know? Then if it's a success, you know, you thank God. You don't take a bow, you just thank him. If it's a disaster, it's just because something. I have more to learn.
And you can go to thewaymusic.com because it's September 1st, it's out, right?
September 1st, the movie comes out.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about the movie first. We'll get to the book in a second.
You can go to fathomevents.com. You know those Fathom things that a movie comes out for one day. It's usually to qualify for some sort of awards thing or something like that. Yeah, that's not what we're looking for. If somebody wants to give me an Oscar, it's fine.
You'll take it. You'll accept it. You're saying it now. You'll accept an Oscar.
You know what? Okay. At this point in my life, I'll say, you know what? I freaking deserve that. after all these years.
So the book, The God of the Way.
That's the companion to the film. Yeah, the movie was supposed to come out last Easter, and I had to get $300,000 more to finish it. So they weren't supposed to come out at the same time, but it worked out that way. So the book comes out August 30th. It's available for pre-order now. But like if I show you Abraham and Sarah and what they went through when God called them from the land of Ur, nobody knows where the land of Ur is. You read the Bible, if you read still the Bible, and you think, oh, the land of Ur. No, the land of Ur is modern day Iraq. You know, these are the things you learn when you study rabbinically the Bible like I do. You learn what all those kinds of things that give things texture and context. And I want to know the details, you know, so you can only tell so much about a song that I write that's about Abraham and Sarah called The God of the How and When. And if people want to know more about them, read the book that goes along with it. It's almost like a study guide to go along with it. I'm sure you'll be spending many a weekend with this.
Every weekend, actually. I've already got it calendared out. I'm ready to go.
Well, you're more than welcome to come to our Fathom event. It's a full-fledged motion picture. Thank God for drones. Oh, I could have never afforded to be a director of films in the days when you needed to hire a plane and a cinematographer to go up in the plane or a helicopter and shoot that stuff, you know? Now you send up your drone and you get the most unbelievable shots.
How many times have you seen it back?
Oh, I had to edit the whole thing.
So many, many times.
Many, many, many times, yeah.
And so do you, editing it so many times, do you start to go, okay, I've been doing it so much, I'm kind of lost as to exactly what I'm doing.
You know what? You do one of two things. You either fall in love all the more with your baby. You know, I just became a grandmother the other day for the 2.5 months ago. And every time I see him, I fall more in love with him because I get to know him better. And then the other good thing about editing is you find little things that you know could be better. But it's like anything in life, eventually your time is up. And then you just have to die to that, you know, in a sense. And just let it be because it is what it is. And just rejoice in it and see what God has for it. I just want it to change people's lives, Bobby. I'm not a church goer. I'm a Jesus lover. And, you know, the first people who believed in Jesus were called the followers of the way. They weren't called Christians till many, many years later. That's not a Jewish term. That's a Greek term, Christos, for Messiah. He was a Jewish man. I have people say to me, well, now, let me get this right. Jesus was Catholic, right? I go, are you crazy? No, the biblical illiteracy is frustrating to me because it's the most fascinating book that the world has ever experienced. And the stories from it are ripped from the headlines today. Ripped from the headlines. I mean, if you read the Bible, you go, my gosh, this is the Real Housewives of the Old Testament. This stuff's unbelievable. I write those stories and I bring them to life in a modern day way. And I get the 65 best musicians I know in this town and orchestrated by two of the finest orchestrators anywhere in the world. I'd put them up against anyone. Write with the best writers that are in the world because they make me look good. And put it out there. And I hope people find it. And I hope it blesses them in a way that changes their heart so that it can change their life and give them hope.
The book is The God of the Way, mm-hmm. out August 30th. And you mentioned the orchestra. You still sing wonderfully.
Oh, thank you.
You still sing just as beautiful as I've ever heard you sing.
When did you hear me sing? Just, in the shower I, the other morning, no, you weren't supposed I, to talk
yeah,
about
well,
that.
Yeah, well, listen, I was in the other room. when you were a child and your mom sang, your dad was a musician, if I'm
right,
correct,
right? He was a jazz saxophonist.
So
right.
With that, I mean, do you get an ear and are you genetically blessed? Because you, like how, because again, you were so good so early on.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't, but
no,
but
I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be Barbara Streisand. That didn't work out. She changed my life the first time I heard people who need people. You know, you just want to, dropped my jaw. And I just wanted to move people like that. And I spent years in front of a mirror trying to hit those notes. But then I realized how important it was just to be the best me I could be. The world is full of people who admire other people so much they try to be exactly that way. The world does not need any more copycats. We need more original, authentic people. And I came to understand how important that was. That's why I can't stand all this culture, this canceling in our culture of people, because we're not all alike. We were never meant to be all alike. God went to great, great trouble to make us all so completely unique down to our fingerprints, you know? And then we, as a culture, say, if you don't believe the way I believe, you don't think the way I think, you don't worship the way I think, you don't vote the way I think, you can't be on this planet. And I want to go, wait a minute, this planet that God made for us, every one of us, Where'd you get that theology? That's really, really screwed up theology.
I'd like it if more people were like me. I'll be honest with you. Huh? I mean, more people like me, I think that would be
I would
cool.
take a few more Boneses in the world.
Yeah, me too. So other than just, I'm the only one that we should copy.
Well, how about Jesus? Before you, Jesus?
Right now, though, in this room, I'm the only one. So, but back to you being a child, my personal feeling is you could sing, but maybe your sister was better and you were in such an advanced family that you didn't know.
No, you know what? I thought I could sing, and I went to my sister's vocal coach because my sister could have been a child wonder. I went and I sang a little song, and I think I did a few chords for her and everything, stretches, you know, whatever, arpeggios, whatever. And she looked at me very, very lovingly, and she goes, "Oh, Kathy, stick to harmony, honey." And it made me so mad that I went out and learned how to be a singer.
So when you're 16, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I'm 16, I want to be writing and producing movies with some of the most brilliant producers in the world. I want to be on a mountaintop with my cinematographer and my creative director and my team that I do everything with now. I
want
to go.
You can't want that at 16. You don't know them yet.
Oh, you mean if I worked? You're speaking to my known 16.
Yeah, when you were 16, what did you want to be?
Exactly what I am now.
But you don't know that cinematographer when you're 16.
No, I wanted to make movies then.
Okay,
I wanted to
write. That's the answer. Got it.
I said that.
No, you said you're a cinematographer.
No, I want to be making movies.
Okay.
You know, I didn't have a phone back then. They were, when I was about 8 years old, I wrote a movie. I saw a movie and I wrote Walt Disney a letter.
You wrote Walt Disney a letter.
Yes, I did. It's called Chutzpah in Yiddish. And it's like, you know, it's like I knew what I wanted to do. And I wrote him a letter and I said, "My name is Kathy Epstein. And I da da da. And you need to meet me." And I think back on it now and I go, what kind of audacity is that? I said, "I want to make movies. I want to be in your movies. And you should meet me because I'm known for my expressions." And I got a letter back from him. It was a form letter, but an 8-year-old kid doesn't know. Signed Walt Disney. And he said, "Maybe someday you and I will work together, Kathy. I hope we will. And I think it's going to happen." He was really very, I know he didn't write it now, but back then I thought he did. I thought Tinkerbell wrote it or somebody did. And it was just amazing because years later I worked with Regis and we worked. Regis and I owned half our show and Disney owned the other. I ended up doing like 5 Disney films. My son made his debut along with Justin Timberlake in a movie called, you know, Model Behavior. You know, I did make movies with Walt Disney.
That's pretty cool. Do you think Walt Disney signed it himself, though?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? No.
No, I'm not. I did it at the time, though.
Yeah.
But I'd never seen a form letter either.
So when did your TV career start?
I had my big break, believe it or not, in 1977 at the age of 22 years old.
Doing what?
The singer, the lead singer on a show called Name That Tune.
I know it well.
Yeah, I had to learn 200 songs in 5 days.
Singing.
Yes, but only a little portion of it.
But again,
like,
you're
la la, and life is worth living.
You're a great singer.
But only worth living if you're la la, right? I had to just la la out the title, and then somebody else go buzz, Born Free. They'd win $100,000, and I went home with like being paid scale. I didn't care. It made me. People knew me. It was my big break. And then I came here to Nashville for a year, and I shot something called Hee Haw Honeys, spinoff from Hee Haw. That's where I met Dolly and the Gatlins and Barbara Mandrell and so many other people that became my friends and still are. Larry Gatlin plays Joshua in my movie The Way.
From all the way back then.
From all the way back
wow.
then. You know, kids, I mean, today people want everything overnight. They don't know the value of hard work. My daddy had 3 jobs. My mom sold eggs door to door. You know, I was taught such a good work ethic. My dad used to say, you know, I love you too much, honey, to deny you the privilege of making mistakes. But be willing to, because that's where you're going to learn almost everything you need to know. And I never forgot that. And then when I was going in for an audition or something, he'd say, just be the best they ever had, hon, that's all.
That's awesome. Your dad sounded awesome.
And he was a jazz saxophonist, and I've had a thing for those guys ever since.
Well, so the book, The God of the Way, and then the next day, the movie is out,
2 days later,
is it two,
yeah.
So 30, there must be 31
the
days.
The 30th then. Is the book, but it's available now. That's The God of the Way, and the film is called The Way, and you're so sweet to let me talk about it. It comes out as a Fathom event on September 1st.
On the 1st. See, I would assume there were 30 days in this month, but I never mastered that knuckles thing where it's like,
oh yeah,
January.
Yeah.
So, but you start on the up knuckle.
Wait a minute, it is the next day.
No, I don't know. I'm just going.
No, there's a 31st.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I'm spinning in circles now. January, February, March is up. April is down. May up. June down. July up.
And August is down. Up because they both have 31. And then it goes.
I got by the knuckles game, guys. Didn't remember it. Kathy Lee, you are a real treat. And I hope this thing is everything you want it to be. I hope it fills your cup in all the ways, because it doesn't sound like your cup will be filled with money or prestige or fame. It sounds like you want to change people's lives.
And
I think that's really fantastic.
Well, I've always been a huge fan of yours. Thank you so much for having me. And boy, you did marry a beautiful woman. Is there something I'm missing? Are you guys broken up? What happened?
No, can you imagine though? I reveal it here.
Goodness.
No, we're actually.
No, it reminds me of the worst thing that ever happened. I've got to learn to stop doing
what
this.
What happened?
Oh, the worst thing ever. First time it happened, it was with James Taylor and Sting. I like to throw them around. I'm interviewing them on the show with Hoda. And I say to James, because I've followed the whole Taylor family since forever, right? How's Alex? Because I'd known he was sick. And James looks at me and goes, he's dead. I swear. I'm going, oh, dear God. Oh, dear Jesus. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Now, here's the worst one. If there's a worse one, it's this one. About 2 years ago, 3 years, I don't know. No, it's more than that, because I was on with Hoda, and I've been gone 3 years. One of my favorite people in the entire world is Marty Short, right? Who's greater than Marty Short? There's nobody. Love him, and I've always admired everything about him. But you don't hear a lot about Marty in the rags or anything. He just does his work and he makes you laugh and he makes you happy. I always loved him and his wife, Nancy. Adored them. And so I'm going on and on about how do you do it, Marty? You guys have one of the most incredible marriages. In Hollywood, nobody has marriages like that. You know, and you're never in the trades, you're never in all of that stuff. Well, the show ends and Marty, because he didn't want to embarrass me, comes up to me so kindly, because Kathy, it was obvious you had no idea, but Nancy died of cancer last year. Oh. And I went, oh my God, Marty, I've got to stop asking people how somebody is. Because there's a chance these days, the older I get, there's a chance they're not around anymore. And I mean well.
Well, rest assured, we're doing wonderfully. I just always feel weird taking... Like, people are surprised that I have a pretty wife all the time because they look at me. No. But they're like, congratulations on that win. I'm like, I don't know how to respond to that, but I will say thank you. That is very kind.
I would say that she got a hunk of burning love is what she got.
You'd be the only one. We walk into places, Kathy, and they look at us, and they'll look at her and go, oh, she's pretty. They look at me. Then they look back at her to make sure that she's kind of all right. And they just don't understand.
No, here's the thing. You know what your secret is? You are Clark Kent.
Dang. Well, I take my glasses off. I still suck. Look.
No. You are one hot.
Okay.
You always
okay.
Oh, you
Kathy
are.
Lee, come on.
No, I'm not going to take that. I'd say, you're right. I wouldn't. I'd say, yeah, you're better than average, but no, I think you're unbelievably attractive.
Well, I appreciate that.
You could
that.
Be my son or that, grandson, but that's
that
okay.
That makes me feel, well, that, listen, here's what we're going to do. The God of the Way.
Let's get back to God.
The book, yes. And then 2 days later, everyone should check out
your knuckles, folks, everyone, for a theater near you.
July and August, those knuckles are both ups, right? And then followed by the movie. Listen, I love you. I love to see you so happy and so fulfilled. I think that's all.
Thank you. I want to thank Nashville and all of Tennessee for welcoming me the way they have. People have just been, makes me cry to think about it. They've been unbelievably kind and great. I'm so grateful for it.
Well, there
thank
she
you.
Is.
Thank you.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah.
Kathy, thank you very
much. Y'all. Thanks. Thank you.
That was awesome.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Good old Scuba Steve and his crazy stories. This week he shared with us that he took the opportunity with our show based on a coin flip. I know, and you may not believe me, but you gotta hear this segment or you're just not gonna believe him. So let's go. Time to listen to Scuba Steve's crazy reasoning for why he flipped a coin and came to the show.
Number 5.
Hey Ray, would you play Jody Messina real quick?
Up in the mountains,
yeah.
Jam, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Danny's on. Danny, you moved thousands of miles away because of this song, because of a coin flip, right?
Well, it wasn't because of the song.
Come on, just say it is. Do it for my sake. Just lie and say it is.
Pretty yeah. cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this song makes it pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I was, I grew up in Rochester, New York, and I was working for this company. I was only 21 years old. And I was offered a pretty big promotion, but the promotion was not available in New York. So my boss was like, you will need to relocate to either Wilmington, North Carolina, or Irvine, California. And I said, okay, let's flip a coin. He's like, I can't let you make a decision that big based on a coin flip. I'm like, I've never been to either place. Let's just flip a coin. And I don't remember what it landed on, but I know it landed on Carolina. So I moved to Carolina the next week, met my husband. My dad ended up moving down there. He got married down there. My sister moved down there. She got married, had some kids. So a single coin flip just like affected so many things in that moment.
Wow.
And then the song came out a few years later and I'm like, that's my life story.
So I thought when I saw this, she said literally she had to move to Carolina or California. That's why I said it's the song, right? No, it just happened to be the exact same places.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I hear she wrote that about you and you should sue. It's your life story. Tell her, yeah. So Raymundo had mentioned, so you were hanging out with Scuba Steve, listening to that Cole Swindell version?
Yeah, and Scuba was saying him and his wife did the exact same thing with a coin flip.
I cannot believe that you're just flipping a coin and following it. That's great.
Yes, because one time we didn't follow the coin and it was a terrible day. So we followed the coin.
I didn't know that Scuba Steve ended up here because of a coin flip.
That's pretty cool.
I remember, and if you guys are new to the show, Scuba Steve is our executive producer. Like, he is the guy making all the decisions here behind the scenes. Is as important to this show and as I am in many ways. And so him and I meet all the time. He's just running it. But I remember when he showed up and I interviewed him and I was like, this dude's bald with a huge beard. Looks like a death metal singer. And he's the gentlest guy. He's the kindest, always a big smile on his face. Like, that's Scuba Steve. But he looks like he's going to rob you and then decide after he's done robbing you if he's going to stab you or not.
Mm.
Like, he's flipping a coin.
Yep.
All right, heads, I stab him. Tails, I just leave him beat up in the alley. But that's what he looks like. And so you would see him, and I remember him coming in, and I'll be like, Eddie, Amy, Lunchbox, you got to meet Steve. And you guys would look at him and be like, what? Is he in one of these programs? Like, we hire somebody from prison? Just trying to get a
everyone gets a second chance. Thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, well, you look kind of tough. And
yeah.
It's the beard thing,
okay.
You know?
I like it. I'll take it. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. No, it's not an insult at all.
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you flipped a coin, and I'm very lucky that thing landed on heads. And I always pick tails.
Always?
Always, because tails never fails.
That's right.
Huh.
Except in this time with Scuba Steve.
With heads, yeah.
All right, Scuba, thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, man.
Greg in Wisconsin. You know, there's a lot about moving, but I've never heard about one deciding a divorce by a coin flip.
Oh, my.
Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, I drive a truck over the road, and I was out in New York City in a rest area, and I was missing my wife, and I just pushed up on the phone, showed me pictures of so-and-so in Beloit, Wisconsin, and it came up, 3 dating apps come up that she was on. We've been together for 43 years, and married for 30 years. And I found her on these three dating apps. So I went home and confronted her, and she said she wasn't on them. And I showed her the pictures that I seen on the phone. And I talked to my oldest son about it. And he said, well, Dad, he said, we got all these grandkids. He said, you can't just leave them. I said, well, I'm going to flip a coin. I said, if it comes up heads, I'm going to stay with her. If it comes up tails, I'm going to divorce her. It came up tails.
I cannot believe this.
Because tails never fails.
Yeah, tails never fails. What? Good move.
And so you divorced
her? The next week, she moved in with this guy that she'd been more or less living with for the last 2 years. She'd come home on Friday, and I'd give her money, and then Sunday I'd leave out. She would go to his house and stay until Thursday night or Friday morning. And I couldn't believe it. It freaked me out.
This story makes me sad.
Yeah.
But I'm also kind of blown away that it was a coin flip. And that coin did the right thing.
It landed on the right one.
Maybe
again.
Maybe coins. All right, here we go.
Make a big decision right now.
Right now. Yeah. Okay.
No, not the divorce one.
No, don't worry.
don't do that one.
Don't worry. All right. Heads. I stay doing this show today.
Oh.
I like it.
Oh.
Yeah. Tails.
I like it.
I go home. I don't come back for 3 weeks. I don't even let anybody know where I am.
Well, this is great.
I like this.
Yeah.
So tails, you 3 weeks away?
Yeah. Heads. No, wait. I lost my train of thought. Heads, I finished the show.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm going to flip it. Heads, I leave for 3 weeks and donate all my pay to Lunchbox.
Oh, I'm heads all the way. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Well, yeah.
For 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 week vacation. I could use it.
Tails, I finished the show.
All right, come on, heads.
Uh-oh. It fell through a crack.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Every time.
Okay, different coin.
Do it again.
Here we go.
I need heads.
Tails it is.
Dang it.
I'm staying here on the show.
The world hates me.
All right.
You did the right thing again.
Yeah,
God.
Tails never fails.
Man.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Everybody's favorite segment. We've been doing it a lot lately, and you guys are loving every minute of it. This week, we did Blind Karaoke 2000s Country Edition, and it was a fun one. I'm just going to leave that there. It was a good time. Here you go. Let's listen to it.
Number four.
What are you guys complaining about?
This is tough.
I'm not sure I know any of
those. I don't know.
You don't know Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
Not really, other than
Save a
Studley
Horse,
Roy.
Ride a Cowboy.
Well, part of it's not knowing the words. It's knowing the melody and just singing words to it. You know that.
Yeah.
We're playing blind karaoke, and you can't see any words. There are no words on the screen anywhere, but you have to sing along with the track. Okay. And whoever does the best wins. What are you going to say, Lunchbox?
Nothing to lose.
Yeah, I never heard
I
of that.
Never even
heard of
nothing to lose.
Is that Matt Carney?
So no, nothing to lose.
Got me rolling it. No.
Come on,
that is Josh Grayson. What about Breaker One?
No,
the big old flirt.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Okay, here we go. We roll the dice. Abby, you go first. You're
okay.
A defending champion. We're going to spin the wheel. Whatever it lands on, you have to sing.
Yes.
Are you ready, champ?
I think I am.
Here we go. Let's spin that wheel!
Give her nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
I was thinking the same thing. You spoke my mind.
Abby, you get Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson.
She knows that.
Okay. Now, can we play a little bit of the real song for our audience, please?
Because I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no half-class broad.
Ready. Go.
Well, I ain't never been the Barbie doll type. No, I can't swig that cheap champagne. I'd rather drink beer all night in a tavern or in a honky-tonk or on a four-wheel drive tailgate. I'd have posters on my wall of Skinner, Kid and Straight. Some people look down on me, but I don't give a rip. A baby on my hip, cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high class broad. I'm just a product of my race, and I say hey y'all and yee-haw, and I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long, and I know all the words to every Charlie Daniels song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country. Hell yeah, from the redneck girls like me.
Hell yeah.
All right, there she is, Abby. Nice job.
Oh, I tried to do less dancing because
you know all those.
Can things? I show? Can I? Can I say something? Can I give you a note?
Yes.
I saw growth there, not just for the game. I saw you forget words and you started to lower your head and go like, "I suck," and you went, "I got to keep going."
Okay, good.
I noticed progress. You check yourself and go, "Don't do that. Just keep going." Mm-hmm. And you did.
Okay.
Just keep going. As your career, you want to sing. You did wonderfully, not even in this game, in that. And that's okay. What you have to do out there. Just keep going. Okay, judges, Mike D, Scuba Steve, myself, write your score down, 1 through 10 for Abby. We'll check back in with you guys in a second.
She was good.
Redneck woman. Got her score.
Guys, I don't think we can compete with that.
Okay.
You can take that. You want to be a loser?
Lunch, you have no chance.
Next up.
Never know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, you've been pretty consistent with your scores, I'm being honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up is producer Eddie.
Come on! Let's go!
Now, we've only played this game twice in the last year, and Eddie won one, and Abby won one.
I know.
Eddie, what's your emotion right now? What are you feeling?
You know, 2000s country, not really my strength here. I'm looking at a couple of songs on the board. I like Chicken Fried by Zach Brown. If I can get that, dude, I will dominate.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, well, good luck.
I remember last time Eddie said, if I get vanilla ice, I'm going to dominate. They didn't know a single word.
Trust me, Chicken Fried, I got it.
Trust me. Okay, here we go. Here's Eddie. We're going to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
And let's see what he gets. Let's
spin the wheel!
Nothing to lose.
Oh, God.
Nothing to lose.
Big old flirt.
Oh, there it is, Eddie.
Eddie, you got
chicken fried.
Yeah!
You know that I'm a chicken fried. Let's go!
Okay, you don't understand.
What?
Like, whenever he says it, it lands on it.
But did you know there anything suspicious?
No, there wasn't anything suspicious, but I manifest things like, give me the lottery numbers, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's amazing.
There
every
are
time
only five songs.
Yeah, it's like Eddie's got a one in. I mean, it's only 10%. There's like 10 left.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, but every time he does it, he hits it every time. It's so stupid.
You know that I'm a chicken fryer.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Can wait for our audience. Can they please hear the song?
And a little bit. Chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, this is for Georgia out there. The land of the pines. Is that all right? You know that I'm a chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night. Pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio up, I like to see the sunrise. Oh, Danny. Hold up on my lover's eyes. Pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, here we go. I knew I grew up along the Georgia pines. That's home, you know. Neon signs and girls and homemade wine. Where the peaches grow. There ain't not much to talk about all night. That's what I call home. And then you know it's grown on southern ground. Yeah! With a little bit of chicken fried. Whoa! Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio up. I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes.
Wow!
Tell the picture of a precious child. And a mother's love.
There he is, producer Eddie. Okay.
I'm a chicken fry.
Eddie, you're not a chicken fryer.
I'm not.
No. I'm chicken.
Hold on, what were you saying?
You know that I'm a chicken fryer.
You're out of your mind. Are you kidding?
That's how it starts.
No.
Yes. Because the song's called Chicken Fried, right?
If and that's the words, I've said it. I've sang it wrong my whole life. Before I make fun of him, I've been wrong in so many words. Ray, would you pull up the Zach Brown version? I thought it started off. You know I like my chicken fried.
No.
You say, you know I'm a chicken fryer.
So it's Zach, right? He's the dude. You know I'm a chicken fryer.
If that's right, I'm going to be shocked, and I will take any punishment you give me for judging you.
Huh.
Okay, can we hear it, please?
You know well, I'm a chicken fryer.
He's not a chicken fryer, bro.
That's what did you not hear him? He said, "You know that I'm a chicken fryer."
He's not working at Charlie's Chicken. He's not frying up the chicken when you drive through.
No. What did he say? I like my chicken fried.
Yes. You know I like my chicken.
You know
fried.
I like my chicken fried.
Wow.
I thought you just messed up.
No. I thought that's what it said the whole time.
You know I'm a chicken fryer.
Wow, you're telling me I've been singing this wrong the whole time.
Yes.
That's funny.
You know that I'm a chicken fryer.
And not on purpose.
Huh.
Okay, so you did pretty good. What'd you feel about the performance?
Well, I missed words. I mean, once that verse started, I was kind of like, I didn't know where it's going.
Oh, you went into that way
Early?
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking crap in
here? It's always risky to be in the competition.
I will say, energy so very low.
Yeah.
That's an upbeat song. You're like, oh, you're trying like, to go
I'm
run.
Gonna kill
Have you ever
this,
seen Zach then, sing it? He just stands there.
I will say that. He's not a chicken fry.
And the lyrics are wrong.
You didn't mess up lyrics. Everybody's going to mess up lyrics.
Right.
I don't judge as much on that.
Thank you.
You committed. You stayed on. It's pretty good. It wasn't as good as you said, so that kind of makes me go, well, you didn't live up to expectations. But it was still pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I was expecting to get blown away.
Okay, but Amy is really killing herself for her performance by all this. Okay. Blind karaoke. This is the second half. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Do you have a preference?
Nope.
Of all these, no preference. You don't have a preference
I like
Life is a Highway.
Our song,
it's
Taylor
a great day
Swift.
To be alive.
That song used to make
that one would be awesome.
Well, I used to cry in the shower to that one.
You can sit on the ground if you need to. You can sit on the ground and pour water on you.
Good direction. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's spin that wheel.
Amy was talking
Amy
crap.
Amy manifested. Go ahead.
I don't know what to make. I just like
our song.
Our song.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. You're welcome.
Yeah, don't miss and don't mess.
Well,
this one.
That's right.
Mess up work.
Taylor's a tough
but
one.
You critique Daddy so hard, and that's the song you wanted.
Our song is Your Girl.
Come on, Taylor.
Your Girl.
And I wouldn't care, but you critique Daddy so hard.
He said, I'm a chicken fryer.
I know, that's
true. Let's see what you say about our song.
Okay.
Okay, Ray, can we hear the original, please?
And he says, our song is a slam of screen doors, naked alley, tapping on your window.
Can we hear the instrumental, please? Can you hear that pretty good, Amy?
Amy.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Can you hear me? Hello?
She just ignored you.
She like just walked off.
She went into a zone like she was like not here.
Okay. I'm nervous. Go.
Ray, are you ready to start it from scratch? Here we go. 3, 2, go.
Let's go. Taylor Swift, 2000s. Okay. Here we go. I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He had one hand here, the other on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. Turn down, turn the radio up, and then down, there's something on. She said, hey, baby, are you good looking? Yeah, listen, that's our song. And he said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is a slamming door, scream a bit like an omenina. And where I come home, for I said amen, asking God if he would play it again.
All right, there she is,
wow,
Amy.
Wow, pretty good.
Blind karaoke.
That was good.
Okay, Lunchbox, what would you like to say about that?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I thought she was going to do terrible, but she did better than I thought. It's between.
Okay.
It's a two-person race right now.
I thought you would do better than that. I thought you would know the words. You sang that song 10,000 times, and then you asked for it specifically.
Yeah. Wait, did she not know the words?
She got most of the words.
To me, it sounded like she knew the words. I don't know the song then.
And then the final part of the whole chorus was...
No, that was a remix.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
I got off a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
You forgot to say remix.
I said when you talk real slow, and duh, it's talk real low because your mama don't know.
Oh.
And then I was thinking about how I messed that up in my head, and then it derailed me.
The judges have scored.
All right.
We have one more performance. Good job, Amy. There she is. One more.
Yeah.
Good job, Amy. Not as good as you thought.
Lunchbox, what song would you like if we were to spin it?
Let's be honest. Don't know any of them.
In none of them.
I know that...
Do you know Life is a Highway?
Life is a highway. Do it my way. I know that. Nope.
Okay, we're just going to spin it. Here we go. Let's...
Oh. Wait. I know... You go left to the interstate, a right brings you right back to me.
Billy Currington, Good Direction.
That's the only words I know, though. Something about
let's spin that wheel!
What's it going to be?
Headlining the show is Lunchbox, and he'll be singing Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. Here is that song, Lunchbox. Can you hear? Hold on. Can you hear?
Yeah, it was just really loud. I don't know how you guys listen that loud.
Okay, here we go.
Blow my... I don't know how to get to that part, but we're going to go.
Ray, can you play the instrumental for a second? Do you want me to cue you? Okay.
What is he doing?
You want me to cue you in when it's your turn to go?
Yeah, tell me when I say life is the highway.
No, I'm not telling you that. There is a verse before that.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Do you want to go here? Do you want to just go? Here we go. I'll point you in. Here we go.
Boom, boom.
Come on, lunch.
What? And go.
I live my way.
That's too early. That's too early. I'm not going to go.
It's coming.
Take a break. Keep it going.
Yeah, when I go.
Hold on. Wait.
Oh, we're starting again?
Here we go. And now.
When I go my way.
Oh, no.
It's on the highway. Highway 35. Living downtown. Because it's my way. Or the highway. It's a nice view when you're on the highway. You take a road trip back to mama's. And you say, oh, God bless the broken road. Because life is a highway. Oh, no, it's
life
it. Life
is
a highway. We're going to go my way. And one day, we're all going to die.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
But hopefully it's not on the highway.
Oh, no.
Hopefully it's in your bed.
Oh,
surrounded by bed. Loved ones.
Oh,
it's not the wreck.
Oh, God,
on the highway.
Oh, God, dang.
My way.
All right, there he is. Wow. We went to a place that I did not expect. Wow. I'm
we're
sad.
All gonna die.
Yeah, I'm sad. I feel sadder. That song's not a sad song.
But hopefully not on the highway.
Yeah, you don't want to die on the highway.
No.
Okay. Let's give scores here.
You want to be surrounded by loved ones on a bed.
Like, I love the energy.
Yeah.
You had more energy. They can't even think to bring as much energy as you
No, they
body.
Don't know how to bring
they
energy.
They can't even visualize
they're,
energy.
They're trying
like
to hit vocal notes and stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to actually sing. It's weird, right?
Yeah, what are you trying to do exactly?
Me, I was trying to sing, but I just don't know that song, man.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, man.
I know life is highway.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay,
can you tell me the first line of that song then?
It goes, at times we're dancing, at times we're really on that bed. Yeah, I would have struggled with that one, but I'd have made stuff up. At times we're dancing, at times we're sad. Everybody just don't be mad. Here we go, we're gonna dance and shout, cause everybody knows what's all about. I just said stuff like that, like Hickory Dickory Dock stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
You wouldn't say we're all gonna die, but hopefully not on a
not
highway.
Not on a highway, no.
Okay.
Well.
But I did like, hopefully we're surrounded by with our loved ones.
I like that one too, that was nice.
A little better.
Very peaceful.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm looking at the scores here. Hey, WOW.
I got a feeling I did not win that one. That was my worst performance.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Okay.
I think Abby's got this.
No chance.
Amy, you did not win. You got 18 points.
Just right off the bat.
Wow, 18. That's big. That's a big. That means.
No.
What are you calculating there, Amy?
I'm writing down 18.
Why? Were you going to put that in your scrapbook?
You didn't win.
He said you didn't win.
Yeah.
But last time you got 16, you got better. And that's what I mean. The scores are higher than
this
last
guy?
Time.
He's like my hype man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One of the judges gave Lunchbox a zero.
Whoa.
The first ever zero.
A zero?
How's that possible?
Scuba gave me a zero.
I'm not saying who gave me the zero, but Lunchbox was given a zero by the guy who was wrong.
Mike, you gave me a zero. I got life as a highway, man. Jeez.
Lunchbox, total score of 12.
Wow. Oh, I would have won, Mike, if you would have given me some points, you loser.
No, you wouldn't have. Because Amy. No, you wouldn't have. No.
Oh.
Okay. It's 1 point game between.
So I got a 6 and a 6.
There's a 1 point difference here?
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's either
my goodness.
Eddie or Abby. I'll tell you this. Eddie, you got a 20.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Eddie lost.
I did
Eddie
lose.
Got a 20?
Yeah, I mean, Amy, did you not see my performance? It was so good.
I feel like ours were very similar.
Really?
Yes.
And Abby, you got a 20.
What?
One.
Okay.
One.
Oh.
Yeah.
Abby is over.
Oh,
I mean, guys.
Again.
I can't believe it.
Wow. Tuner, your defending champ. You'll be back next time.
It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number 2.
Now, this was a controversial one because Eddie charged phone screener Abby. She needed some help in making a reel, and he charged her for it. Listen, this segment just makes me angry in a lot of ways because Eddie isn't even the digital director. One, he shouldn't be charging, but two, he's not even one that should be giving advice or helping on reels. He may know how to edit videos, and he's very good at that. I give him that credit. But he's had to ask for my help in making reels, so I guess where's like my $500? That Eddie should have probably paid me right now, if this is what we're going with.
Number 3.
These are a few questions on the B Team Facebook page. Number 1. Did Bobby say, quote, lay down refrigerator that people took meat out of? I'm laughing out loud at that hillbilly.
Okay. You did say that.
I don't, what is it?
The freezer in the garage. People that have extra refrigerators in the garage and
that
flat.
Wasn't a fridge?
No, those are freezers.
I mean,
that makes me a hillbilly because I didn't know that. There are other things that make me a hillbilly. I didn't know that was it.
And I think it's the fact too that you called it a lay down refrigerator.
That's what it was in my mind.
That's what it looks like.
We can barely afford a stand up refrigerator, much less a lay down one, a second one. So that was a free.
That's funny. I swear
I saw things coming out of there.
What is the real name of it though?
The lay down fridge.
Deep freezer.
Deep freezer. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude. Not lay down fridge.
Like that fridge.
Oh, you guys think it's funny too?
I think it's more of a guy thing.
It's really funny.
Get your laughs in. Yeah. Yeah, Chuckles. Hey, Chuckles. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an idiot. Okay, this is from Christy. Hey, I'd like to think of myself as a big show fan. I listen consistently for about a decade, maybe longer. I know they obviously have other tech and men people who work for the show, but I was listening to a podcast and I literally found myself out loud say, who the blank is Kevin? When Bobby asked him who his team was, he put in the draft. Anyone else react like me? Yes, Kevin works behind the scenes. Mm. And I guess I just referred to him and someone's like, who's that? It's like a new character just showing up and they don't address it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, character. Kevin works behind the scenes on the show and he's also on my sports podcast. So that is true. Sorry about that. I should have set it up. Here's another one. Is it just me or have there been more artist interviews lately? It's a good question. Maybe so. I think we do interviews in seasons, meaning sometimes there's just a lot of good ones. We turn a lot down, but we never go, let's do more interviews. For example, Richard Marx. That wasn't an interview we had planned. That was just him reposting Abby, and we went, let's see if we can get him on to talk to him. So sometimes those organic things happen. But I don't know, Scooby, do you think there's been a lot more interviews lately?
I feel like summer is always busier with artists as they're doing their albums and they're getting ready for tours.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, they are right. We have had a lot more the last few months.
I'm not disagreeing at all, but we purposefully have not sat in a room and said, let's get on more interviews.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose. No.
Just one final question from the B team. Is Eddie still doing reels? Eddie?
Yeah, I'm still doing reels.
Making money?
Dang right.
Why do you?
He's not.
No, he's not. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. I'm making good money doing reels.
But also, the bonuses aren't for ongoing forever.
What do you mean? Every month it says, do you want to renew your bonus?
Oh, and
I say, yes, absolutely.
So Instagram keeps paying you.
Yeah.
Have you got the money?
Oh, yeah. My wife says, I keep getting checks from Instagram. Like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's my reels. Pretty good, huh? Are you proud of daddy? That's what
daddy,
I tell her.
You say that to her?
Yeah, sometimes, because she likes that. She's like, that's funny when you say that.
How much money are you making off this?
Just say how much.
I can't tell you guys.
What's the biggest check you ever got?
I can't reveal that.
And I can't ask an artist ever again, like when we talk about money and like, okay, what's the song on the page of the most? If you don't answer my question, I can't, in good faith, ask an artist that question.
I can tell you what reel has paid me the most.
No, I don't care.
In that kind of format?
You know what? I'll take it. Go.
Yeah, Dierks Bentley riding a bike.
Yeah, because it's got the most.
Of course.
I mean, I got some. That was a good paycheck.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
You're not going to tell any of us?
No, I can't tell you guys.
By the way, Abby says Eddie wants to charge her to make reels. Yeah. Eddie's been charging people.
I've already charged her.
Why? Hey,
and
Abby.
All sales are final.
Yes.
Eddie charged you money?
He did. Yeah, he helped me with my last reel.
What happened?
I wanted to make one about Richard Marx and act like I'm like waiting for him to call, like I'm right here waiting.
I will be right here waiting for you.
Yeah, so I wanted to have the music of his song actually like playing in the background while I'm sitting there like waiting for the call, but I didn't know how to do that, like on Instagram, how you can just like put the song
behind
it.
Eddie charged you?
Yes.
You paid him?
Hear me out.
Wow, then Morgan number two needs to start charging Eddie.
Wow.
Let me know. You want to hear my side of the story?
Mind blown. You got 15 seconds.
She came to me and said, hey, can you help me with this? I said, yeah, do that. Or if you need to, just download an app and there's apps for that. And she goes, okay. She spent about 30 minutes. I can't do it. And I was like, well, I guess I can do it on my system, but I'll have to charge you for that.
How much you charge her?
$5.
That's so dumb.
$5?
That's so dumb.
Guys, she probably
hey,
makes
guys, nobody help Eddie do anything unless you charge him.
Yep, that's right.
She's making money on reels.
You made money on me. You made money on my. You
Morgan,
put me on a reel.
Have you ever helped Eddie with anything?
Yes, yeah, I have. Multiple times. So
Eddie.
Like $150 now, probably.
Nobody help Eddie. Eddie's on probation. Don't help him.
Wow.
What if I give her $5 back?
No, right now, you're in the you're in the doghouse.
Does that
buddy.
Mean we, he has to pay us for if he uses it in his reel, too?
No, that's not the case. We already had that settled.
Yes, that's said and done.
Wow, I can't believe you charged her. Abby?
Yeah, and he told me no refunds. He's like, there's no
all
no
sales
refunds.
Are final is what I said.
How did you pay him? Cash
because,
or Venmo?
Because
you,
I knew.
You work at the dollar store?
No,
or what?
Listen, because I knew when she was going to use Richard Marx music, there was a big good chance that it'll get flagged and be pulled. So I was like, hey, all sales are final.
I can't believe this. I'm a little bit in shock.
What do you mean? Dude? Hey,
that's bad.
Reels?
Thing.
That's a business. And I'm in the business of making money.
It took him like 2 minutes, yeah, also.
Okay, I'm over this. Kane Brown, like I love country music. We're going to play this. Nobody help Eddie. Okay?
For how long?
If he's on the side of the road, broken leg, need to drive, don't pick
him
up.
Whoa! Nope. Broken leg!
Unless he pays you. All right.
It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
L-A-S.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Definitely a segment you all loved this week in hearing. Amy talked about her daughter who is newly in high school and she had a fun speech assignment. She had to answer the question, who would she like to have dinner with? And her answer was not something that Amy or any of us expected for her to say, but it was a really sweet and really mature response. And Amy shared that entire story. So here it is.
Number two.
Kids are back at school.
Yes.
Everything's rolling.
Yeah. I mean, both kids are doing so great. And I'm so proud of my daughter because one of the classes she's enrolled in is a speech class. And her first speech was last week and she was super nervous.
Amy's daughter, by the way, if you're new, was adopted from Haiti and has a very thick accent still.
She still does. Yeah.
And is still learning English, but she's pretty good.
Yeah.
Although she texts me like a businessman.
She's very formal.
Are all of your things going well? Any objectives you need to help? I'm like, so sure, you're like 15.
I look forward to that.
I look forward to seeing you soon. So she's in a speech class with other English-speaking kids, like normal, straight up?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So she has to get up in front of the class and deliver the speech. Last week, I think the speech was about communication. And then this week, they took it a little deeper and they had to write about who they would have dinner with, dead or alive, the person could be.
Opening it up to dead people, I don't know that I like that, though, as the game. It just... Jesus is always the answer, right?
Of course.
She debated that.
Or Abe Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I like just doing alive because it limits your options of, I mean, George Washington.
Anyone.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Real cool.
Yeah. Like if you don't pick them, you're always a bad guy. So what did she say?
So all on her own, she brought it to me because she needed help printing it out and she likes to review and go over it. So I pull it up, I print it out, and she starts reading it. And she said, if I could have dinner with anybody, dead or alive, it would be my biological parents. And then she went into, I would ask my mom, you know, and I got her permission to share this, by the way. And she's delivering it in front of her whole class. But she said that we could talk about it here because I was just so proud of who she's turning into. But she said she would like to ask her mom why she dropped her off at the orphanage at 5.5 years old. And then she said, also, I would like to know if my dad is alive or dead, because I don't know. The last time she remembers seeing him, he dropped her off at school and she burned her left leg on his motorcycle. And she still has a scar on her leg. And she's like, that's why I remember that day. But she has no idea where he is, but she remembers her mom. And then that is her speech. I mean, she has some other words in there. And then the last sentence is her understanding the need for this separation, she called it, from them, and that she forgives them.
That is a lot to just pick up a piece of paper and stumble into.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure she's delivering it. Well, she is today, or, you know, after lunch or something is when she has that class. And she stood before me and my sister and practiced over and over. And she's already getting so much better from last week. She could barely deliver the speech without fidgeting and moving around, and she was so nervous. And then this one being so personal, I was just proud of her and the delivery, and I'm just sending her all the good vibes for today.
I can understand why you'd be proud. I can also understand why that would hurt a little bit, even though you know it shouldn't hurt. And it, when you think through it, you can probably think yourself into it not hurting because, right, she has biological parents.
Yes, I know I'm her second mom, and that I hope she gets to reunite with her birth mom one day. Unfortunately, Haiti is just not in a position. I thought we would have gone back there by now, but it's just in such turmoil. It's not safe for us to go. And she did ask that a couple weeks ago. When do you think we're going to be able to go? And I just was honest with her. And I said, I don't know.
Did that hurt you a little bit?
I just want to make sure. I think it makes me question, am I doing the role that she needs? Like, is she trying to go find her parents because I'm not fulfilling that role for her? But that's just I know that's a lie that pops up into my head real quick. And
it's
I'm glad that I can
to feel that though.
Yes. And I'm glad I can reset and know the truth, and that I am, she does see me as mom. And I'm reminded that every time, you know, I call her and she answers the phone, hello, mother. And that
hello,
just,
mother Newman. That's what I hear.
Jerry.
Hello, mother. But anytime my kids call me mom, I am reminded, wow, they see me as that. Because their first year here, sometimes it was mom and then sometimes it was Amy. So there was some growing pains. But here we are.
Good for her. I'm proud of her for doing that, for being comfortable enough to do that in front of you.
In front of her class.
No.
Oh, yes. In front of me, yes.
Yeah.
I get
being
it.
Able to write that and do it in front of you, and at the end to say, and I forgive them. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a complicated thing.
It's very complicated. And I imagine as she's 15, 16, as she grows into an adult, there's going to be more curiosity and more questions. And I just want to be there for her in the process.
I would imagine her curiosity and appreciation fluctuates like the stock market as the years go by.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think as she gets older, the appreciation for you will grow, but her curiosity will as well. You know, as I got older, and I wasn't adopted in the same way. I was adopted a bit by my grandmother and didn't have a dad and all that story. But my appreciation for the people that stepped in for me on a much lower level rose so much from my friend Evan's dad, who took me on vacations for the first time. My high school football coach, who was like the guy who instilled discipline in me. And so as I got older, I was like, man, like I really appreciate those men that gave me that influence when they did not have to, which I did when I was young. And same thing's gonna happen with you. She's gonna get older and see the sacrifices that you went through, but she's also gonna get older and wonder who she is and where she comes from.
Yeah.
And what her human parents look like. You know, what, 5 years ago is really the first time that I'd met my biological father. And that was me being able to sit at a table and see him in human form was wild. Because I never sat and had dinner or had a conversation with a parent, ever. And so that was weird for me, and that's going to be weird for her, but that's something she's probably going to want to pursue.
Mm-hmm. And I hope she gets to do that one day. And whether I'm a part of it with her or not, that's okay, because I don't know what age it will happen. But
you'll always be a part of it with her.
Yes.
Even if you're not there.
Yeah.
You will always be of it, because you enabled her to have a life where she could actually go back or be curious from a healthy place.
Yeah, I hope so. Because another weird lie that pops into my head is because we adopted older kids and she was 10, almost 11 when she first got here. And I mean, it's happening quick. She's going to graduate and move out. I feel like the next 4 years are going to go so fast. And I'm like, what if we don't, what if she moves out? And then it's like, oh, I have this whole life to pursue and this wasn't really my family. So I'm just going to move on and I can't be like, hey, are you coming home for Thanksgiving? You know,
let's be honest. Let's be honest. And you can correct me if I'm wrong here.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about something. Kids in that orphanage, I've been there. It ain't good if they age out of it.
Statistics. No. That's why we adopted older. Yeah.
They're not good. Yeah. I would imagine most kids that come out of that orphanage that are told you're too old to live here now, things don't turn out well for them.
Right.
I would imagine that's a very significant number that don't turn out well. So regardless of if she is what you just described, if she's totally that way or not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect how we everyone should feel about people that are doing things like you're doing to change kids' lives. And so I'm sure there is some resentment there, but you're a kid. You're supposed to resent your parents anyway, much less parents that took you from a place where you don't understand why you were taken out of.
Right.
Yet.
Which she has expressed that. Because at 10, she told me, nobody asked me if I wanted to come to America. Y'all just took me.
And she has a point.
She has a so valid. And I was thankful that she could use her voice at such a young age and put that into words because she was clearly feeling it. And it's not something you think about when you're in the process of it. You're like, oh my gosh, we're going to bring them here and be a family and give them this life. And her life was in Haiti with all her friends. She was having a good time every day. But yeah, I think ultimately once, yeah, she's older, she'll see it all. She can probably see it now. But I just had that fear of when she moves out, will she want to come back?
If she does or if she doesn't.
You know, it's still been better.
And it'll always be her decision. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that she will want to come back. At least to see me, because... At least to see me.
She looks forward to it.
Yes, I look very forward to our our next commitment.
Yes.
Well, that is a complicated story.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's awesome at the same time. Complicated and awesome.
Absolutely. That she's mature enough to even communicate that. And then on the back end to go... You know, and say what she said about it, and she forgives them. That's awesome. She's so smart. I mean, you can just hear the scheme she's up to. She took the massage gun to school and was charging people to. That's that's something I would have done. That's awesome. She's so smart. That's super cool.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Then in at the number one spot this week, Lunchbox made it on the news. Finally, but, you know, not for anything he did. No, in fact, it was more of his back and side profile that made it on the news. But he made it on the news regardless, and he was so stoked about it. So without further ado, this is Lunchbox making it on the news for a protest that he was not actually involved in.
Number one.
I did see a story, too, about a protest yesterday here where we live. And these people were protesting the fact that vegan milk, like an almond milk, costs more than if you were to get a cow milk. And they're like, it shouldn't cost more. It should be the same price. Free vegans, whatever. And they concrete their feet into these different things so they can't move them. The road is shut down. Again, at Starbucks, protesting that vegan milk be the same as normal cow milk.
Okay.
And then I see that Lunchbox has joined the protest just to get on TV.
Oh, no, my God.
He did not.
He's in the news story.
Yeah!
It's very brief. It's very brief.
He made the news?
It's very brief.
I made the news, guys. I mean, I saw this going down. I was like, man, I got to get in on the action. So I went and protested.
Oh, my God.
He did. And so here's clip.
How awesome. I mean, these people are crazy. I mean, they put cement around their feet. As a protest.
One of them had to go to the hospital, too.
Because he was complaining his feet hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
And don't submit yourself in if you think it's going to feel good. Here is clip number one. This Lunchbox intros himself and finds out protesters submitted themselves to the ground.
Yeah, I was talking to the head protester. I guess you call her the head protester, or the leader of the pack. Don't know what she is.
All right, go ahead.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show, and I see you guys are going out here. So what's going on? Tell me what's going down.
Yeah. Can I get you a pamphlet? Or do you have
No, I don't. We are here in Nashville. Our activists have cemented themselves to the floor here. The police came and removed several of our activists. They drilled one of them out.
Whoa, you actually put cement around your legs.
Oh, yeah, he's cemented on in there.
In the news story, you see Lunchbox for like 0.3 seconds, but you do see him.
I mean, I am there. I am marching.
You don't even see your face. You see the back of your shirt.
Like he's in the background of a camera shot or something?
No, I'm right there with the protesters, man. I am standing strong with them.
But you never see your face.
I know.
They see the back of his head.
They must have edited that part out.
Yeah, it is him. Here is clip number two of him talking to them.
But anyway, we're here protesting Starbucks' unjust upcharge on vegan milks. So despite paying lip service to sustainability, Starbucks is continuing to charge customers up to 90 cents extra to have vegan milk instead of dairy in their coffee.
So wait a minute. You're trying to save the planet, and they're trying to charge you more for saving the planet.
Absolutely. It's insane. It does not make sense.
So we should say no more meat in our mouth, or no more Starbucks in our mouth.
Well, what do we say? Is, save save the planet.
Save the cows. No more.
Oh, in the vegan.
Oh, in the vegan yes.
Upcharge now. Yeah. You know, we're here for a reason.
And so do we come back tomorrow and tomorrow, or what do we do?
Well, you know, Starbucks doesn't know where we'll show up next.
Got it. That's the whole key.
Got to keep them on their toes.
All right. Thank you.
Wow.
This is crazy. They travel around the country to different Starbucks.
They were from different states?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just wackadoodles from here.
No. They said, you never know where we're going to be next. Well, and so they travel in a U-Haul. Guys, I talked to an eyewitness. No, listen. The eyewitness.
Weren't you an eyewitness though?
No.
I mean, couldn't you just talk to yourself? You
saw it. This guy saw it all start. Like, he was there when it went down, and he was incredible.
So tell me what you saw.
I was here at the beginning, man. Next thing I know, I see a U-Haul truck pull up right here. They lift it up, and they all jump out, and then they get the...
It was kind of like a SWAT takeover.
Hell yeah, that was cool.
You thought you were like, oh my God, SWAT team, but no, it was
protesters. Yeah, and they pulled out the cements and like that. Believe me, they done enough damage as it is. They shut down one of the largest grossing Starbucks in Davidson County. There's only six of them.
And all of them did that.
Yeah.
Now, does it inspire you to get in the concrete?
Hell no.
Okay, all right, just check.
I love a good peaceful protest. I do.
It was hilarious.
There's no need to stop all that traffic. Ugh. I saw people that were trying to do their jobs at the hair salon next door, and they were like, our clients couldn't even get here. We had to send them like a back way. Concreting their feet in. Rule should be, if you choose to concrete yourself in, you can't go to the hospital because your toe hurts.
You got to stay in there.
You're
forever
there.
And
you
ever.
You committed.
I mean, they blocked the entrance to Starbucks, the exit, and they concrete it, and they put caution tape up. Like, you can't get past. And I was like, this is awesome.
Were you disappointed the news didn't interview you?
I was so mad. Because I was doing the chant with them,
He hopped in the protest.
In the vegan, upcharge. I don't even remember.
Upcharge? I think you're yelling the wrong thing, bud.
Save the cows.
Now.
Yeah, that's it.
Meet your mouth. What was it?
Don't have meat in your mouth.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah. But it was awesome. And then I go home, and I'm like, I'm going to be on the news. Gonna be on the news. Wife and I sit down. They show my back.
The back of his head for like a split second. But he did have a haircut.
Yes.
It
fresh,
did look pretty
fresh
good.
Haircut.
Wait, why did you stop there? Were we just driving down the road?
Down the road and saw it.
Wow.
And I pulled over.
He's like, my lucky day.
And I just happened to be there when the news was there. And I was like, this is great.
Was your wife with you?
No.
So you were just driving?
I was just driving.
Were your kids?
Nope. I was going to pick the kids up.
And so you were delayed in picking the kids up.
Yeah. Because I hopped in a protest.
It's important.
It was great that the news was there at the same time. And I mean, they could have included me in the news story a little bit, but.
You weren't wearing matching clothes, is what I noticed.
That's the
All
problem.
Of them were concreted in black shirts that said a message, and you were not concreted in wearing the same hoodie you wear on this show every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
situation.
But it was awesome, man. I am all for the in the upcharge.
Looking
save
at
the cow. Go vegan now.
There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey.
You're making a difference.
Made the news.
Not really.
You don't count that?
I don't. You need your name on
here,
there.
I got texts from people saying, dude, you're on the news.
Who?
People I know.
I don't believe it.
Now that's all I'm
believing. Brian Titus, he hit me up. He was like, hey, man, is this you on the news? I was like, that's me.
Is that your back on the news?
Okay. He recognized my back. That's how famous I am.
Okay. Good job, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
It's a funny story that you went and covered, not so much at getting on the news. We'll put the clip, though, up on our Facebook so people can see it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
And that's it for the best bits this week. I hope you enjoyed all of these segments, either reliving them or hearing them for the first time. Make sure to check out BobbyBones.com. There's so much content up there for you guys to consume. Not just these 7 bits, but so much more. And of course, bits from many, many years ago. I mean, there's at least 5 years worth of content up there since I've been with the show. So there's a lot up there, and you can follow the show at BobbyBonesShow. If you want to come hang out with me on social media, I'm at WebGirlMorgan on all the things. As always, I hope you guys have a fabulous weekend. Thank you again for joining me on the Best Bits. Check out part one, Best Bits with Amy. It's a good time. Also, if you want to, go listen to more part ones. There's so many interviews up with the show members, and every week we somehow find some new things to talk about. So I encourage you, if you haven't heard them, go check them out. Love y'all. Bye. Yes, Bobby Bones.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.